Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dana Pendergast with you on a Monday. All right, Jonathan Alexander, who covers the Texans beat for the Chronicle, does a really nice job. He's got an article up that says, just went up this morning, Houston Texans plans for world-class headquarters moving fast and decision on site could be soon. So if we're just reading the headline, then I read that headline and say, all right, well, this is happening. If you're making a decision on where to put something, that means this something is going to exist, and I don't think that's a big surprise. The Texans seem very motivated to move their headquarters and their practice facility somewhere where, A, it's, you know, could be somewhere out there in the suburbs, might still be near NRG, we'll see. But the opportunity, Seth, to not only have the practice facility, but also to have your headquarters somewhere where there's not so much traffic like NRG Stadium, where you got the regular the non-players, like the regular workers coming in to do their jobs, the office staff and sales and accounting and the executives and everything else, and they're dealing with stadium-type stuff, you're the rodeo, you know, graduations, in-season stuff, you know. So the motivation is there to do that. And then obviously from there, and we'll read what Jonathan says here in a second, but the opportunity to have not only the team headquarters but also some other revenue generators around it and entertainment
facilities and retail and what have you, like the Star up there in Dallas. I think, they have, and basically what Mike Tomlin said was, it sounds like from what Mike Tomlin said that they put this out there and they've been getting a lot of interest from people that have ideas about what they could do. So, including potential tax breaks from various counties.
I'll have the quote here from Mike Tomlin, but Jonathan says a decision on where the team could build its new headquarters could come fairly soon as talks with interested parties have sped up in recent weeks. The talks have elevated so quickly and faster than expected that Mike Tomlin has reorganized some of his staff recently to focus specifically on the project full time. That's interesting. Here's a quote from Tomlin to the Chronicle. We've had a number of suitors proactively reach out to us on different options that were really focused on us moving our headquarters and training facility to their respective spaces. They've gotten mature enough that it has become apparent to us that we need to get prepared to take advantage of something this significant. So
I think the interesting thing about this is it doesn't affect the current state of how the fans interact with the team. And that people, by and large, unless they're going to the Texans team store, don't really have a lot of reason to go down to the stadium or the headquarters for anything other than training camp.
Yeah.
Where it might be fun is if you do something like the Star up there, where Dallas and the Cowboys can do things that no very few other teams in the NFL could do, but they created a destination almost. And, you know, they've got a gym up there, which the players annoyingly, it sounds like the players have to actually like share the gym space with customers. I don't want that situation
at all.
No. I don't want it to be a zoo-like environment, but you can kind of integrate the fan experience into something you'd actually want to go to, various restaurants and what have you. Is there a Biggio style, like Andre Johnson steakhouse on site?
That would be cool. JJ Watt, cool. Whatever the case may be. I do think if they do this, then now you've got a great place to do watch parties for road games and home games, for that matter, for people who can't go to home games. You know, you see all these cities. You see it a lot during, like, the basketball playoffs. You know, people lined up in the streets at some sort of outdoor. You see it in NFL, too. Kansas City has some big open outdoor area where all the Chiefs fans that can't go to the game or can't travel to the game, they watch it out there. Houston doesn't really have anything like that on game day. I think an area like this would be great for that. You've got your place to do your draft party every year now as well. You know, your draft party will be at that entertainment district, I would imagine, every single year. There is a lot. It's not just the conventional business that you can do there with restaurants and bars. It really does open up things that the team can do for fans and connect with the fans on a greater basis.
Yeah. No, and now I'm having fantasies, because remember how excited I got when we first found out that Jim Crane was doing something that I like to call the Astropolis.
I do. Yeah.
Which is condos and retail and everything right down there. I suggested a retirement home. Can you imagine? It's nothing better in your retirement than having, you know, having 81 games like right out your back door from the retirement home that's up there over the Crawford boxes.
You suggested not just a retirement home in the area of the ballpark, a retirement
home ballpark
attached to the ballpark.
Yes. Yes. Like a vertical extension of the Crawford boxes.
Do a solid for the elders, for the senior citizens in Houston. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, don't do them a solid. Charge them an arm and a leg.
Oh,
it's going to be, because
that's true.
You get 81 games a year you get to sit and watch right out your back porch of your condo.
Well, maybe we could keep some of these free agents if we attached a retirement home to Daikin Park.
But that kind of, Now I'm going into my commercial real estate mode. There aren't a lot of hotels real close to the stadium or within walking distance. Mm-hmm. There's the one down there on the corner. There's a couple smaller ones right there off of Main Street in Kirby. There's the one down there at the corner of Kirby and 610.
Oh.
But yeah, to have no, of course this is at the headquarters, so it wouldn't be on game day. Never mind. I take that.
No,
back.
But I think there'd be a hotel.
Might be part
of
it.
Yeah, yeah. I think it would be an upscale. I like the Marriott Marquis kind of thing.
It's really, I mean, it's what they've done with a lot of retail in the last couple of decades, these city center type things, mm-hmm. like Memorial City Center, and where you create this little city street type
environment. Yeah.
And you have all those things, but you also have the Texans team headquarters there.
I could see where, I know, depending on where it is, I could see that being something where the opposing team would come in and stay at that hotel, if there's a hotel at that area there. You know, like a lot of times the opposing teams in the NBA come in and stay at Tillman's Hotel over there at the Post Oak. I could totally see that. Jonathan says this in the article, the headquarters, and I think this is an important distinction, because there's probably some people listening that haven't been completely plugged into this story, and it's like, huh, they're already going to be coming to us looking for money for a new stadium in a few years, and now they want us to build this headquarters. No, this would be paid for by the Texans, but as Seth pointed out a few minutes ago, it could include tax breaks and other incentives from whatever county it ends up in. Harris County is trying to keep the Texans headquarters in Harris County. The county has several acres at NRG Park where the Texans could build a facility and revitalize that area of town. It could complement potential renovations at NRG Stadium, which the county Texans and the rodeo are also currently exploring within their lease negotiations. I do wonder that. I wonder what the appetite is to have this new headquarters facility near the stadium, or have it be its own entity and just get away from all the clutter of being near a stadium. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And
I don't know.
All of the ingress egress issues and everything. Like that whole area right there is harder to develop than some vast swath of one of the suburbs.
That's
And just like, look at Pearland and the way it is now.
Yes.
Versus what it was when I first got to Houston, which was still like, hey, you should go live in Pearland. Like, all right, I see a lot of houses. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
And now you look at it and like, oh, there's a boatload of stuff to do.
Yeah.
It's just a lot easier to lay everything out from a planning perspective than to try to shoehorn it all into NRG.
Yep. So Jonathan's got that article up. You can go get all the details there on HoustonChronicle.com. Steven Adams is back with the Houston Rockets. 3 years, $39 million, fully guaranteed, no option year. So this is a meat and potatoes, no frills, no smoke and mirrors contract. Steven Adams, an aging player, is going to be back 3 years, $39 million. Now, if you get out of Steven Adams over those 3 years, what you got out of him when healthy this past season, this is a really good signing for the team. Here is Raphael Stone. This was actually him sitting down, the GM of the Rockets, sitting down with Vanessa Richardson before this past season. So keep in mind, Steven Adams, they traded for him at the trade deadline back in the 23-24 season. And then he got healthy. The team allowed him to get healthy, phased him back in. I think that probably did not go unnoticed by Steven Adams, is that he did get really good treatment by this team as he was coming back from that injury. But this was what Raphael Stone was expecting out of Steven Adams going into this past season.
Bona fide pro, Steven Adams. What do you want to see from Steven, and what do you think he will add next season?
I just want Steven to be Steven, yeah. And I think he's going to be Steven. I think he's going to get every rebound, or if he doesn't, he'll just block out the entire team so that somebody can let it bounce on the floor five times, and then he'd pick it up. We're looking forward to him being him. He's already been around the team enough so that his personality is something I'm looking forward to enjoying 24/7. And then his physicality and force on the court is something that is not really replicated in the NBA. And we feel like we're lucky to have him.
Yeah.
The one thing about, one of his potential weaknesses is still a little bit of a strategic strength in that, he didn't play back-to-back games versus the regular season, but that was also still coming off that injury. And he was playing 20-plus minutes per night when he did, at the end of the season in the playoffs. But that you don't necessarily want to use that double big lineup all that frequently, and it needs to be something. It's so effective, but you can only use it so much. So it's not like I need to see them playing that lineup on back-to-back games during the season or anything like that. You can manage his age and his injury history and everything and still get the same thing that you got from him this year.
There were vast swaths of the postseason in that series with the Warriors. I think to the surprise of some, I think there were a lot of people that were dubious that big double big lineup would work against the Warriors just by virtue of the way the Warriors play, but it worked really well. There were a lot of times in that series, Seth, where the best thing they had going was Şengün and Steven Adams on the floor at the same time. So at least you have that available to you now.
And meanwhile, Kevin Durant, who would be a bit more of a marquee signing, prefers three teams: the Rockets, the Spurs, or the Heat.
Yes.
So it's one of those three teams is what Kevin Durant wants, plus a new contract, of course.
Yeah, plus a new contract. So this would obviously be a trade. And it seems to be, I don't know, just based on the chatter, like there's been more chatter about a Kevin Durant trade in the last 2 days than there's been the last 2 months combined. For whatever reason, it picked up steam this weekend. That could be coming from Durant's side because he wants to, let's get going and get something
done.
Yeah,
let's get this going. And especially if he does want that contract or a new contract, that's not something the teams can just decide to do all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Kelly Eco, I think throws a lot of water on people that are trying to report whether the Suns are more desperate than the Rockets or whether they've even talked or what have you. Kelly Eco from The Athletic says they've been in contact for over a year or a year on just some kind of a potential Durant transaction. Mm-hmm. It's just that the Rockets are not as desperate as the Suns are. If the Rockets could do it their way, it would be nothing but draft picks. If the Suns could do it their way, we'd love to get some of our picks back, but also give me a couple of those players you got, those young core players.
The Suns want to stay competitive.
Yeah.
They want to trade Kevin Durant, and they want to have their cake and eat it too. They want to trade their best player, and I think that's the thing that gets lost in the wash sometimes with emotional fans here that just don't want anything to do with Durant because of the extra that he comes with, or is perceived to come with at least, is that he is still an elite scorer. 25 points a game, 50% shooting, 40% from the field, 40% from three. He exceeded all of those last year, and he's done it the last 3 years, and he's the only player in NBA history to do that 3 years in a row. He's the best player in the NBA at shooting off the dribble. He's the best player in the NBA at shooting mid-range jumpers. He's the best player in the NBA at shooting jump shots, period. And these are all stats. It's just pure field goal percentage. This is not subjective and me saying something and throwing it against the wall. Kevin Durant at age 36 is still elite at the exact things that the Rockets need right now. This would not be strengthening a strength. This would be taking your Achilles heel, and for at least the next couple of years, because I do think wherever he goes, he's going to get some sort of extension with this. This is taking what was probably the main reason you got knocked out in seven games, half-court offense and your inability to knock down shots and the lack of a go-to scorer at the end of close games, or true go-to guy. All due respect to Alperen Şengün and whatnot. Like, Kevin Durant is one of the greatest go-to guys in the history of the sport. He scratches you right where you itch right now.
It's interesting. The dynamic that intrigues me is that Brian Gregory is the Suns' new GM, and he's an in-house promotion, just like Raphael Stone was, but he's been the GM since early May,
yeah.
I think. So whatever the discussions were beforehand, Brian Gregory was a part of or privy to it, but now he's running the show, and I wonder how much things have kind of shifted since then, and Raphael Stone kind of has to like start the gamesmanship all over again,
yeah,
on a new clock when you've got a new GM.
It's like,
you know, like, so like, hey, that old deal, now that's off the table or whatever.
That's a sales thing. Like when you're working on a deal, like in sales, and you've been working on it for months, and then the guy or gal you're working with leaves for another job, and you're like, oh, I had this thing down to the 5-yard line. I gotta reposition and resell this entire thing. You're right.
Yeah.
That is.
And it's not a complete, like, James Jones, the old GM, is still a senior advisor. So, but still, Brian Gregory, new GM, doesn't want to whiff on his first huge transaction.
Yeah.
And there might be a part of it where, it could possibly be that maybe they felt like we were pretty close to something. And then, but now Brian Gregory's like, hey, there's a new sheriff in town.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden I hate Brian Gregory. I don't know a damn thing about him. Other than he's got two first names.
But I hate him. Yeah, well, that's enough. All right, 713-572-4610. Speaking of trades, you get traded. Do you change? You know, sometimes guys get traded because they're just not vibing with their current team. Can you change? The Rafael Devers trade begs that question, as does a trade that the Texans made this past offseason. We've got the audio that maybe there is no change. We've got that for you coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's interesting when you see some of these guys who have had some degree of entitlement. They're really good players in their respective sports, and they get moved to another team. I think you're seeing it with Aaron Rodgers a little bit right now. You know, that last year with the Jets, I'm going to Egypt. I'm not going to mandatory minicamp. You know, Aaron Rodgers is kind of staring his football mortality in the face, and now he's at minicamp. He's a good soldier. He's out there with the other three guys all doing the drills, you know, where they're throwing in sync with each other. He's one of the dudes there. This Rafael Devers trade is really interesting, and we'll get to a Texans angle on this change of personality or lack thereof in just a second. But this is wild. I'm looking at this video of Rafael Devers. For those who missed it, Rafael Devers traded last night. The Red Sox sweep the Yankees this weekend, and the response to that is to trade their most productive player, guy who's still got 8 years left on his deal, and they ship him off to San Francisco for a package of four players that is largely getting treated like some version of the Luka Doncic trade right now. Yeah. Devers is still a really good hitter. He's not a good defensive player, which is why he's a full-time DH. But he had been very reluctant to move to full-time DH. Then once he's the full-time DH, he's extremely reluctant to go back and actually go play third base again when Bregman gets hurt, or put a first baseman's mitt on and go play first base. I'm looking at a video of Devers, and they beat the Yankees. They go to the airport. They're getting ready to get on the charter flight to Seattle. They play the Mariners this week in Seattle. They pulled him off the plane, put him in a cab, and he goes back to Fenway so he can get out to San Francisco or wherever the Giants are right now and join his new teammates. It's a crazy scene. It's really wild.
I wonder
wild.
If he was reluctant to leave the plane. I wonder if they were, because he's just reluctant to change anything. And they're coming on and saying, hey, Rafael, can't tell you much right now, but we need to, you need to get off the plane.
Yep.
No, like he's like halfway into his steak dinner.
Yeah.
And it's really okay, Rafael, we traded you. It's just, yeah, no, like, is it, yeah, I wonder if they had to coax him off the plane.
Yeah, so it's wild, you know, and so.
Man. If Bregman weren't injured and if he were just still playing the way he had started off the season and healthy, this would be potentially just whatever level it's at now times 10. But it still will be if Bregman comes back and plays as well when he comes back as he had been before. He's got that option to opt out of his contract at the end of the year.
They gave Alex Bregman more leverage with this deal. If indeed the Red Sox want him back, he's definitely opting. Again, you're right. He's got to play well. He's got to recover from this quad first and foremost.
Yeah.
But then keep playing well. But you're right. If he does those things, and he's proven before he can do those things.
From a Red Sox fan perspective, you traded for this guy and Alex Bregman, came in, did great, but you gave him a contract where he's got opt-outs every single year.
Yeah.
And then one of the other best players on your team, though, is so disgruntled that he ends up getting traded away, and you lose him. And then if Bregman leaves and they're not going to win a World Series, then you lost two players for the price of one, for a one-year rental or a half-season rental of Alex Bregman.
Yeah, the bigger picture in Boston from everything I was listening to this morning is that 5 years ago, 6 years ago, this team, they looked at the future. They won the World Series in 2018, and the people were looking at the future of this team going, well, the future of this team is Mookie Betts and Xander Bogaerts and Rafael Devers. Chris Sale was on the team at the time, too, and he was good. And then now he's good again, but he's not, you know, he's on the Atlanta Braves now. None of those guys are Red Sox anymore. With this trade of Rafael Devers, what was viewed back in 2018 as the future core of this team, or 20, whatever year it was, is gone. And I was at a game there in Fenway, Seth, 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago today, I was at a game there. And I came back the next day and told you, I'm like, man, Devers is the only name guy on this team. This is a really boring, nondescript version of the Red Sox if you're somebody that doesn't follow them every day. It'll be interesting to see what happens in San Francisco. Do they get a different version of Rafael Devers? Is this something, him getting shipped off for, you know, 40 cents on the dollar, is that something that's a wake-up call for him? Or does he just go back out there and figure, I got 8 years, $250 million coming to me. I'm going to be just as reluctant to do anything but DH or whatever it is I feel like doing again. It is, from that standpoint, it is a risk for San Francisco. You know, they are investing in a guy who is getting shipped off because it would appear because of behind the scenes issues, and he's only 28 right now, but he, you know, they're on the hook for that whole deal. Like the Red Sox aren't paying a penny on that $250 million. All right, so similarly, guys getting traded, maybe because not the quality of player they are, but because of behind-the-scenes stuff. I think we all feel like that is maybe partially the case with Laremy Tunsil, right? I mean, it's hard to argue that he's not a good player. He's an elite pass protector. Now, the run game may be something else, and maybe the Commanders get a different version of Laremy Tunsil. But as of right now, it's funny, when everybody in Washington was, you know, doing the river dance after the trading for Laremy Tunsil, and we've actually got audio here of our sister station, 106.7 up there. Lionel Willingham is their midday host. I went on his show, and he's going to play the audio. I went on his show the day after the Tunsil trade, and poured a little bit of cold water on their celebration to say, "Hey, good player, but you know you may not be getting a guy who's completely just oozes football." Laremy Tunsil skipped OTAs. He does that every year, and a mandatory minicamp. He is practicing very little. So they're learning a little bit about the Laremy Tunsil experience. They're on Tunsil time up there, man, up in Washington. And Lionel Willingham was having none of this on, I think this was Thursday. It was late last week. He went on a rant and he played my audio of me. This is a bit of a long cut here, but it's worth listening to. This is what they're learning about Laremy Tunsil up in Washington right now.
You think I would have brought this up today on air if Laremy Tunsil didn't make this cute-ass edit? You think I would have been talking about this?
Pause. Apparently, Lionel Willingham has been going off on Tunsil on a fairly regular basis about this.
Yeah.
And Tunsil did a social media post.
Did some kind of
directed
video?
At him. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Did a video that actually played spliced cuts of Lionel Willingham talking about Tunsil. Here we go.
You think I would have brought this up today on air if Laremy Tunsil didn't make this cute-ass edit? You think I would have been talking about this? Probably not. Actually, I would have, because I wanted to tell everybody. I don't get how you don't show up to voluntary work, and then when the mandatory work comes around, you do nothing. That's all. I'm awaiting word to see whether it's an injury. We'll see in camp whether or not he's a full participant, but here it is. This is Sean Pendergrass from 610 The Fan in Houston talking about Laremy Tunsil right after he was traded from the Houston Texans.
I think where I'll try to inject some perspective and sanity into this, because you guys, you know, you didn't follow Laremy on a snap-by-snap basis, or you weren't at practices and weren't at training camp with Laremy the last couple years, so that's why I'm here. He's not a guy who likes to practice. He is not a guy who loves physicality. As good as he is at protecting the passer, he's been a mediocre to abysmal run blocker, and by and large, he doesn't seem all that interested in improving at any of those things. He really loves to put side eye emojis when other tackles get paid. That's a big hobby of his. That he retweets. He retweets Schefter tweets of, say, Penei Sewell getting a big money. He loves to point that out. Laremy is a paycheck player. He's a really good player, and he's a good dude. He's well liked by his teammates. But he was a guy that in the Texans offensive line room was for some reason viewed as a leader, and I think the view of upper management, coaching, personnel, front office, is that he was dragging down that room. And I can tell you that's the feeling among Texan fans, is that he was dragging down that room. Because the guy's just not – he's not what D'Amico Ryans is looking for in players. D'Amico Ryans, you guys remember him as a player. That dude was a – he was a pipe-swinging MF-er, man. Like, and that's who he's got on defense. Now it's time to build the offensive line that way. So that's the Houston – that's why 88% of the people who voted in my Twitter poll, approval poll Twitter of the poll. Trade, guys, 88% of Texan fans approved of the trade yesterday.
That's nuts. That's nuts. This is a guy who's been, PFF's had him graded as a top three tackle over the past five seasons, yet Texans fans were eager for him to get out of the door. For Sean Pendergrass, look him up. Super respected radio host, has been super doing respected. This for a long time. For that to be his analysis of Laremy Tunsil, and then I get him not showing up to voluntary OTAs, and then he doesn't participate in mandatory minicamp. How perception is 99% reality. Mm-hmm. Point blank. Perception is 99% reality.
Told you. Pendergrass, told you. All right?
Pendergrass from 610 The Fan.
610 The Fan in Houston.
Highly respected for his work at 610 The Fan. Yes.
It's all they talk about. Yeah.
The replies to, I saw the Twitter post where he put that interview up there.
Yeah.
Most Commanders fans not on board with his take there.
Oh, really? They're still
a lot of like, you idiot. How do you have a job? Houston radio host thinks it was a good trade for Houston. Yeah, big surprise there. Houston fans are idiots. Various things like that.
Okay.
So Willingham is just fighting the fight on his own in a lot of ways, I think. And I can see it from that side too, where, yeah, it's a veteran player and it's minicamp, it's OTAs. You're not going to freak out about it. He was at mandatory minicamp.
He's there,
just wasn't participating all that much.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun to watch. He did make, even as he's tearing Laremy Tunsil down, he did the same mistake that a lot of the Laremy Tunsil apologists do. Is like, no. He was top three graded in pass protection.
Pass protection.
As an overall player, he was not, because his run blocking is middling and because they knock him for the penalties, of which he has many. He's one of the best in the league at committing pre-snap penalties.
The best.
Yes. He excels
elite.
In that regard.
He's elite. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's, I can under, but I totally get the whole sour grapes dynamic that a lot of Commanders fans would have. It's just that, it's like the biggest thing is you can't bring in Tunsil expecting him to be the guy that's going to set the tone for how to be a pro.
Yeah.
Or set the tone for, yeah, like this is the way you get to where I'm at. He's the classic do as I say, don't do as I do type of player. Or just like, hey, we want you to be real hard workers, but Laremy's in a different category. Don't worry about him.
If he's the exact same player in Washington that he was here, again, a really good player. I'm not here to say the guy was a bad football player. Overall, a good football player, maybe a little overpaid, but overall, good football player. If he's the exact same player, Seth, what do you think the breaking point will be for these Commander fans that you're citing that still seem to be on Laremy's side?
Yeah.
What do you think, or will there be a breaking point?
The context matters, and I think if the offense performs as well as they did last year, except they're also able to give more time to Jaden Daniels, then I don't think it's kind of what we've done with Tunsil at various times. When the offense was going well,
Yeah. You're
kind of like, well, yeah, I mean, hey, you know what? Sure, Tunsil, I wish he would do a few things better, but man, everything's going well. But
right.
When everything falls apart,
Yeah. That's
when it really irks you. And then the false starts in the first half of last season was where a lot of people just got emotionally divorced.
The Minnesota game alone.
From Laremy, yeah.
Because
people, and the simplistic analysis of people who wanted to act like a false start is no big deal, They ignore the effect that the trickle down effect it has on the rest of the offensive line.
Yep.
Because for Laremy Tunsil, there's not really a big difference between 3rd and 6 and 3rd and 11 for Laremy Tunsil. Because if anything, it's better for him because he's so good at pass protection.
Oh, yeah.
That he can just be a pure pass protector.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, the three interior offensive linemen who are struggling mightily now go from 3rd and 6 to 3rd and 11, where it's that much harder and you got to protect that much longer. But it doesn't affect Tunsil's PFF grade at all and his pass protection.
Hey,
it's A-okay for him. But meanwhile, you got poor Kenyon Green like a revolving door in there.
Yep. I never thought of that. What a delicate genius that he's setting the false start, set up an actual better passing down and distance situation just to kick back and.
Yeah, because PFF was the pure pass rush grade. That's when it's definitely going to be a pass, and the defensive end is doing nothing. He's not worried about the run at all.
Right,
so then he can just he's in his element. You know,
yeah, man.
He's got his environment just perfect.
All right, how does this team, not the Texans, butcher a Father's Day message so bad? If you could pick one team that would butcher a message on Father's Day, it would probably be this team. We will have that for you. Happy Father's Day, by the way, belated to everybody. All the dads out there. We'll do that next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay, I think it's fairly normal for teams in professional sports or companies or whatever to go on social media and post a Happy Father's Day tweet to all the dads out there, the dads in the organization, all the fans who are dads, things like that. That feels pretty normal. Feels pretty hard to screw up, you know? Just simple Happy Father's Day, come up with some sort of zippy graphic with your team logo on it, and move on with your day. And yet the Tennessee Titans, who would mess up a soup and sandwich right now, it would seem, they couldn't get that right yesterday. And I double and triple checked to make sure that people were actually writing articles about this before you know, you get sentelled, before it was somebody who made a fake post. This appears to be a real thing that the Titans posted and deleted. They posted a picture of a lawnmower mowing a lot like that. You got the row of grass there after the lawnmower, and it says Happy Father's Day with a Titans logo.
It looks like it's mowing a football field.
Mowing a football field, right. Yeah. And the happy, it says Happy Father's Day with a Titans logo right beneath it. But the caption says, Happy Father's Day to all the Titans moms and fatherly figures, with a blue heart after it. All the Titans moms and fatherly figures.
So on Father's Day, you got to be sure you include the moms in there and then all the fatherly figures.
And
yes.
Then not
yes.
Call the fathers, but fathers, they are fatherly
right.
figures
yeah.
out
so
there.
So a lot of different reasons people got upset about this. You might think like, oh, whatever you jump to mind, there's a whole host of
various
other things.
Yeah.
There's people that are mad about the inclusivity of it. There's people that are mad about the percent, you know, like potential stereotype side of it. There's a lot. It's just the simplest. The main takeaway needs to be that the Titans organization could not do the simplest of all things, which was just say Happy Father's Day. They had to say it's the easiest thing in the world to do, except you have the added dynamic in Tennessee of like, okay, what do we call a father who's also an uncle because of intermarriage, or a father who's also a nephew or whatever it might be?
Should have known this was coming.
There's like, yeah, I mean, you've got to be sensitive to all of the inbreeding that goes on in Tennessee.
Right,
let's remember, they had a state politician on the stump arguing that they should not have first cousin marriage be illegal in Tennessee because it's NBD.
Yeah.
Yes, that this is a hot button topic in Tennessee.
Happy Father's Day to all the Funkles out there, right?
Yes.
All the Dunkles, the dad uncles out there. Yeah. So these were what some of the people were saying about this tweet. Again, the caption reads, Happy Father's Day to all the Titans' moms and fatherly figures.
Mm-hmm.
People were saying, I guess the social media intern forgot that there's this thing called Mother's Day that exists. Next, another person writes, I'm sorry, is it Mother's Day? Another one sniped, Happy Father's Day, moms.
Happy fatherly figure day.
Now, is the stereotype that you're referring to the whole lawnmower dynamic that a dad is out?
No, it would be the father, like the presence of a father in the life.
Yeah, that there's some single parent players.
Yeah.
Okay, because there were people that were upset about the lawnmower being a stereotypical father thing. Like, oh, well, wait till they put a laundry basket up there for Mother's Day and see how that goes.
Yeah, all right. That's on the verge of taking a little too far. Wait a second. I'm not going to get upset about the lawnmower.
Yes.
I'm not going to get upset about anything. I'm going to celebrate the stupidity of the Titans who can't do the simplest of things right.
I wonder if they just mistyped, because I will say this. If they said Happy Father's Day to all the Titans' dads and fatherly figures,
That makes sense.
That makes sense, because I do think there are single moms that I know. My ex-wife is one of them. My ex-wife did a lot of the heavy lifting because I was here in Houston while she was up in Chicago with my kids. You know, like on Father's Day, like I'll acknowledge that with her. You know what I mean? Like, and that's so, because you have a lot of people that have figures in their lives that aren't necessarily their dad, but they function as
fatherly figures.
They serve some fatherly functions.
All dads and father. It's not a keystroke error. I'm trying like hell on my phone right now on X to get dad to autocorrect to mom.
That's why I don't think, because they didn't repost it. Like, all you do is delete it and then put dads instead of moms and fire the tweet back up again. That would have made sense. Happy Father's Day to all the Titans' dads and fatherly figures. Makes perfect sense. What the hell are the moms doing in there? And there's no acknowledgement of dads, just fatherly figures. That's all.
Yeah.
I'm offended as a dad. Huh. So there you go. Titans messed that up.
I think it's more of an inbreeding thing.
Do you?
I think it's you got to remember, too, the person who's actually typing that, likely the product of inbreeding
True, probably.
So the fact that he could even open the app that's a victory unto itself.
Probably has a Funkle and a Mant, M-A-U-N-T, yep. The other thing that was funny.
The nice thing, though, is about, like, you know, you get, sometimes you get, like, some summers I have to go to, like, 3 or 4 different family reunions.
Yeah.
And in Tennessee, it's the exact opposite. Everything can be consolidated into the point where there's basically only 3 families
really
in the state of Tennessee. They're all descended from the same group of cousins.
And they hold their family reunions at Nissan Stadium. You know, you need a nice big venue for it.
They go have it in a holler somewhere.
I don't know if you saw this. The Bengals, this has nothing to do with Father's Day. I just found it funny. As long as we're talking about ratchet, janky-ass franchises that can't get out of their own way, this is just sort of funny. Apparently, and I double-checked this is real, on the wall of the Bengals weight room, it says, a Bengal is fat, P-H-A-T, physical, hungry, accountable teammate who will give their all to get the job done.
This pops in 1992, man.
Are you kidding me?
You're like, hey, you're fat. Yeah. What do you mean? Yeah. No. Fat.
Right.
I'm physical, hungry, accountable, and a teammate.
Hey, let me tell you, Joe Burrow, you know who loved that wall? Jeff Blake. He thought it was awesome back in 1995. Carl
Bengals
Pickens.
Fat.
Yeah.
That's where it's at.
It is. It's kind of a dad joke thing. I mean, it is sort of a Father's Day. P-H-A-T. Physical, hungry, accountable, and teammate.
Doesn't say what type of a teammate. Just a teammate. Which, like, that's probably the easiest bar to pass there.
Okay.
Whether you can be physical, hungry, accountable, or a teammate. Like, I'm under contract. I am a teammate. So there we go.
Yay me. Yeah. What do you like better? Fat, P-H-A-T, or DTS? Dependable, tough, and smart. Or STD.
Sorry, I thought you were talking about, like, the text version of dependable. Well, no, it was smart. Smart, tough, dependable is what started out. And then I pointed out that stands for STD.
Yeah.
And the Texans listened and they changed
it. They flipped it around.
To tough, smart, tough, dependable, and smart.
Whatever.
TDS. The Swarm is honestly one of my favorite acronyms, because even though it's not a very good acronym by the letter of the law, because you leave out a letter, It should be swearm because W is work ethic. But it's actually a word that is the acronym is a word, an existing word that kind of embodies everything you're talking about in swarm.
Yeah.
So that's why swarm is so
effective. It's applicable.
I saw, Sean, I felt, you know, talking about feeling like a dad, I saw somebody on X this week, and it was a younger man say, "What the hell is this swarm everybody keeps talking about? What the hell is this? That's not a Houston thing." And somebody said, "No, it's totally a Houston thing." Yeah. He's like, "What are you talking about? I lived here my whole life. It's not a Houston thing." And I was like, "Let me watch this. Maybe feel like I got something on the younger generation."
Yeah.
The guy claimed to be a Texans fan but didn't know what swarm was.
Really? Okay. It is. I don't think I'm being hyperbolic here. It is impossible to be a Texans fan and not, if it, at the very least, have heard of the swarm acronym, if not been beaten over the head with the swarm acronym.
You can be a Texans fan, but if you're not listening to sports, you know, like either content or streaming, or if you're not like reading, then you might not know about it because you might see it and it just doesn't register.
Maybe,
you don't realize
but they incorporate it. They incorporate it in everything. It's on merch. They're little bring the hands into the middle of the huddle and, you know, on three, it's always Texans swarm, you know?
Yeah. Like it's a noun now, too. It's like, you are swarm.
He is
swarm.
Yeah.
I am swarm.
Yeah. You're walking.
So it feels like you've been ignoring a whole lot of grammatically incorrect things if you don't know what swarm is around
the Texans. I agree. A lot of hell no to Kevin Durant on the text page right now. I'm sorry if I look distracted. Hell no to Durant. I don't watch now, but I won't watch at all. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Really? Okay, now wait a second, though. Let's be realistic about this.
Yeah.
Okay, well, the guy that says I don't watch now and I say I won't watch then. Okay, yeah. Obviously that's not.
Probably other things going on.
You're not the core group they're trying to appeal to.
Yeah.
Let's remember how we felt about Dwight Howard. And then Dwight Howard gets here, and you're like, you know what? I've been too hard on Dwight Howard all these years. Yeah. I think, you know what? Let bygones be bygones. He's a swell fella.
Yeah.
Like Durant, it would be a lot easier. However hard it might have been to kind of sort of side hug Dwight Howard, I'll give a full hug to Kevin Durant about like 135-point game into it.
Right.
I'll be like, I've been his backer all along. Never wavered in my support for bringing Kevin Durant in.
Knows what he's good at. He's not going to all of a sudden ask to be fed the ball in the low post to back a guy down 10 times a game. Like
let's be sure we waste 7 possessions in the first quarter of a playoff
game
Dwight Howard can try to make. And it's not even keep Dwight Howard happy. It's so Dwight could try to prove to Charles and Shaq that he was a real man.
Yeah.
You know, they were so deep in his head.
Nico Collins was on the Greenlight podcast with Chris Long, talked about Nick Caley. What does he like most about Nick Caley? The challenges of being Nico Collins and having been on this team now for 5 years. He cites one of the biggest challenges that I think is really underrated. We'll get to that coming up next as we head into the 9 o'clock hour.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.